By Tressa Ford. In spite of instabilities of venue, funding and societal change, there has always been a stubborn dedication to theater in Nelson. As a mining town, traveling entertainment groups performed in Nelson's hotels, rinks and the old fire hall. A proper venue finally came with the completion of the Nelson Opera House in 1898. Attitudes at this time were mixed. The relatively conservative population of Nelson's middle and upper classes welcomed the Opera House as a sign of Nelson's sophistication and worldliness, but they were determined to also avoid theater's at times unsavory reputation. With the Opera House came the Nelson Operatic Society in 1899, the new city's first performance arts group. Operatic Society performances were paid for with ticket sales, so they often put on popular, seat-filling comic operas. The society dissolved about 1911 due to several members moving away but was revived in 1922 during the economic boom of the Roaring Twenties. The Capitol Theater opened in 1927 as a movie theater, but its opulent interior hosted live events like vaudeville performances, comedic variety shows, as well. During the Great Depression, when revenue from traveling shows dried out, the Opera House converted to an indoor golf course and wrestling venue, and the Nelson Operatic Society went inactive. They would briefly revive a couple years later. Despite the Depression, amateur theater groups started up and forged on. The Nelson Little Theater, NLT, the city's longest operating local performance group, began in 1932, joined by groups like the Nelson Shakespeare Club and the St. Paul's Players. Ralph Lewis, Lorne Dyke, Tom Shorthouse, and Gerald Durow advertise for the Nelson High School Drama Club's production of Little Women, performed in the Capitol Theater on March 16, 1951. Lewis was an actor in the play, and Shorthouse was part of the stage crew. A musical interlude during the play featured the high school concert orchestra and several other musicians. After a brief return to hosting theater, the Opera House burned down in 1935. It was succeeded by the Civic Theater a year later. Like the Capitol, the Civic was built for movies but was still used for live performance, though it lacked elements like dressing rooms. With the onset of the Second World War, many theater people served overseas. To adapt, the NLT produced radio plays and dramatic readings on CKLN, the local station. Service clubs like the Kinsmen and the Rotary Club also sponsored traveling performance groups in the Capitol. The economic boom of the 1950s meant that groups like the NLT thrived, even as the Capitol Theater building declined and fell into disuse. The Kootenay School of the Arts, formed 1958, the Notre Dame University, chartered in 1963, and the David Thompson University Center, which succeeded Notre Dame in 1976, all helped train new theater talent. The influx of counterculturalists in the 1960s and 70s also brought new life to the scene. Theater Energy, one of the region's most important and innovative performance groups, formed in 1976. Other initiatives included the Nelson Community Theater, the Bogustown Players, the Loose Change Theater, the Light and Power Theater Company, part of the Theater with the Disabled Project, and the Living Room Theater, which was run out of a Baker Street apartment. A dress rehearsal of the Nelson Little Theater's production of The Importance of Being Earnest, 1990. L.R., Lori Jarvis playing Gwendolyn, Jim Gautier as Ernest, and Jane Tillotson as Lady Bracknell wielding the umbrella. The play's opening night was March 29, 1990, and it ran 6 nights in the Capitol Theater. Photo. Mary DiFio. Many of these groups were supported by government grants and able to put on more experimental performances. The Nelson Little Theater balanced experimental plays with popular Agatha Christie productions. Along with the Civic Theater, venues included the Trafalgar Auditorium, L.V. Rogers Gerald Lee Hall, Studio 80 on 10th Street, and local churches. Finally, after decades without a purpose-built home for the performing arts, the Capitol Theater reopened triumphantly in 1988 after years of dedicated restoration efforts. This is also when beloved traditions like the summer theater program and the Capitol's Christmas pantomime began. Both the Nelson Little Theater and Theater Energy came to a close in 1993, but several other theater initiatives have popped up since then, including the Nelson History Theater, the Silver King Theater, and Black Productions. Theater has continued to exist in Nelson due to the work of countless dedicated artists and volunteers. Our region has benefited enormously from their work to provide this invaluable cultural service, not for profit but for the love of it. Susie O'Donnell, Nicola Harwood, and Lyle Moon of Theater Energy Practice for their performance of Not in My Backyard, April 18, 1989. The play was about environmental issues and was performed in the Capitol Theater that week. Founded in 1976, Theater Energy produced dozens of both original and published plays until 1993. Many of the original works focused on issues specific to life in the Kootenays. Photo: Nelson Daily News Collection. Tressa Ford is assistant archivist at the Nelson Museum, Archives and Gallery. History Buff appears monthly.